I was pretty excited about it. I've never been in a hurricane before, so it was definitely a new experience. And I was looking forward to seeing how everything worked and actually how a very large city would be once everyone's evacuated out of it. It was kind of surreal.
So, I mean, talk a little bit more about your experience, because you guys actually stood out in the wind and the rain. I mean, what was that like?
That's right. It was very windy and very rainy. We got up really early, about 2 o'clock on the morning of Isaac made landfall. We got out in the storm. We're taking wind speed measurements to see how an urban environment affects wind speeds, sustained and peak associated with hurricanes and tropical storms.
Did you have any problems getting access to these areas in New Orleans?
Surprisingly, we did not have any problems at all. The only problem we came across was that most of the hotels were booked up for people either coming into the hurricane for news outlets or evacuating from lower lying areas. We had no problems with road closures or flooding or anything, so that was a nice surprise for us. We were expecting to have lots of road closures.
So you did take these wind measurements. What did you find out for your research?
In the city, the winds seem to be a lot more magnified when they're tunneled through buildings and streets and alleys. But right along the seawall, the river walk in New Orleans, along the river, the winds we found sustained 40 to 50 right before the eye wall passed. And when you compare that same time to areas inside the French Quarter and downtown New Orleans, winds would have been sustained 60, sometimes 70, gusting well over 80, 90 miles per hour.
What does that feel like to be in that kind of force wind?
It's really hard to stand up. The rain actually stings when it hits you, but take some goggles. You'll be fine.
Now, the other part of the research you guys had to do was talking to evacuees. What did you find out?
We surveyed early Monday morning when we got down there at rest stops along the interstate. At that time, Hurricane Isaac was still a tropical storm, and there had been no evacuations ordered for Louisiana. So what we got was a lot of elderly people that were retired and had the means to evacuate and no responsibilities such as work left behind in the city that they could evacuate much more easily than people who are still in the workforce or who don't have the means to just up and leave at that time.
Was there anybody you talked to who had been through Hurricane Katrina and maybe talked about their experience going through another storm event like this?
Actually, pretty much everyone we talk to in that area mentions Hurricane Katrina, and usually we'll ask what storm influenced your reason for evacuating, and 90% of the time that's Hurricane Katrina, and people will say things like, I'm just going to leave, I'm not going to stay for anymore, I've seen what it can do, I'm not going to stick around for it.
What were some of the other questions you were asking these evacuees for your research?
We were looking to see how the evacuees perceived the hurricane hazards associated with where they live and how their home would be affected. We asked questions like what wind speed did they expect to be associated with the storm and what wind speed would they expect to cause significant damage to their home, to see how people perceive the numbers associated with these hurricane categories and the wind speeds. We also asked to plot where they expected the landfall to be. A lot of times you'll see people will plot the landfall they expected to be closer to their home than it actually is.
Have you done any kind of research like this before for your field?
I've not done any hurricane research where you're actually in the storm. Before, we've usually surveyed people who live and work along the coast to see how they perceive hurricane warning graphics and their preferences according to those, to see if we can hopefully get out some better graphic developed so that people can understand more of what hazards they're going to face during the storm. I myself usually focus with tornadoes, being from North Alabama and not having much experience with hurricanes. So that's my personal research, but this interests me too.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.